Am Sonntag finden in Deutschland die Bundestagswahlen statt. Dabei können alle Menschen, die eine deutsche Staatsbürgerschaft haben, wählen gehen. Etwa 15% der Menschen, die in Deutschland wohnen, haben aber keinen deutschen Pass und können deshalb nicht mit darüber entscheiden, wer die nächste Regierung bilden wird. Das betrifft etwa 40.000 Menschen alleine in Freiburg. Die Initiative Wahlkreis 100% setzt sich dafür ein, dass alle Menschen, die in Deutschland wohnen, auch wählen gehen dürfen. Die Initiative betont immer wieder, dass es wichtig sei, dass alle Menschen, die von demokratischen Entscheidungen betroffen sind, auch an ihnen teilhaben können. Dafür ist es essentiell, dass alle Menschen, die in Deutschland wohnen, auch das Wahlrecht erhalten. In Deutschland ist es bereits so, dass Menschen, die einen EU-Pass haben, bei den Kommunalwahlen das aktive und auch das passive Wahlrecht genießen. Das gilt aber erstens nur für die kommunalen Wahlen und zweitens auch nur für EU-BürgerInnen. Eine Sprecherin der Initiative, Carolina Bahamondes-Paves, betont, dass die Demokratie alle Stimmen braucht. Die symbolische Wahl mache deutlich, politische Teilhabe darf keine Frage des Passes sein. Angriffe auf die demokratischen Grundwerte, eine wachsende politische Spaltung und gezielte Versuche, bestimmte Gruppen aus den politischen Prozessen in Deutschland auszuziehen, mache ebenfalls deutlich, dass es nicht reicht, Demokratie nur zu verteidigen, man müsse sie aktiv weiterentwickeln. Darüber, wie so ein erweitertes Wahlrecht in der Zukunft aussehen könnte, was es für Folgen hätte und über seine Perspektive zu politischem Engagement auch ohne deutschen Pass, haben wir mit Chandan von der Initiative Wahlkreis 100% gesprochen. Er kommt aus Indien und macht hier gerade seinen Master an der Albert-Ludwig-Universität. Ihr hört jetzt das Original-Interview auf Englisch, da Chandan noch nicht gut genug Deutsch kann, um mit mir über diese Sache auf Deutsch zu sprechen. Falls ihr die übersetzte Version hören wollt, könnt ihr das auch auf der Website rdl.de oder wenn ihr schon auf der Website seid, unten unter dem Beitrag.
Okay. Could you introduce yourself first?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Chandan. I'm from India and I'm doing my master's here in renewable energies. And I was staying in Freiburg for the past 5 years. And I was involved with Democracy 100% for the past 3 months.
What is the issue that Democracy 100% wants to tackle?
I think one of the main issues that they're really working on is to create awareness on the right to vote for foreigner people, people with foreign backgrounds. And yeah, I think this is very important because a lot of people with the foreign backgrounds who are staying here for quite some time, like 20 years, 30 years, they are paying taxes and they still don't have the right to vote, even though they pay the taxes.
You said you want to raise awareness about people not having the right to vote. I think it's in Freiburg it's about 40,000 people who don't have a German passport who can participate in elections. Why is it important to give people this right? Like, isn't it possible to be engaged in other ways of being political?
It is, of course, possible, like getting involved yourself in other political ways. But one of the most efficient way and the way we most of the people agreed on is like the democratic way of selecting what you want, choosing your representative on a federal scale, on a local scale as well. And I think voting is the way towards this path for all. Like, for example, if roughly 37,000 people or close to 40,000 people doesn't have the right to vote, and people who like with EU passports who are also not the citizens of German can also like have the right to vote in the local elections. And I think it's when someone who is like also not the German citizen having the right to vote in local elections, I think it's also fair that people who are staying here for even longer time and who also pay the taxes should have the right to vote. They should have also the right to question the referendums being brought up by the politicians, because I think it's affecting their lives directly in some ways.
Okay, you spoke about some many different issues now. I want to go into this this issue that EU citizens can vote on a local level in Germany. What how is it, like you being from India, to see other migrants who are also maybe studying here, doing Erasmus here, like people coming here from other EU countries, studying here, living here, them being able to vote on a level that is also very important, maybe also to the uni, being able to vote and you can't.
Yeah. This is also one of the things I was thinking about. People who doesn't stay here for long, they also can have their opinion on the political issues. But people who don't have this opportunity also have the political opinions. And it's important to listen to all the voices and have a informed decision of whom to choose.
Why isn't the possibility of getting a German passport as a migrant, why isn't that enough? Like people who stay here for a couple of years, being integrated into society and then getting their German citizenship, why is that possibility not enough? Why should people without a German passport, who maybe don't even want to get the German citizenship, be able to vote?
Yeah, that's a very good question. This is because if you want to get a German citizenship, oftentimes it's a lengthy process. And I know people who are staying in Germany for 30 years and they still didn't have a German passport because oftentimes, sometimes like the country you're coming from doesn't allow dual citizenship and some people don't want to lose their citizenship. And this is also another question, like if you don't want to lose your citizenship, why do you want to vote here? Yeah, people who don't have the citizenship also, for example, if you want to get a citizenship, it's all often the process like, I think in the past it was 8 years if you want to get a citizenship. Now it was reduced to 5 years. But still, I think it's a long time and there are a lot of factors that they need to consider before you getting a citizenship. I think you should have a minimum amount of salary that you should be qualified to get a permanent residence, first of all. Mm-hmm. And after getting a permanent residence, then you have to do some integration courses to get integrated into the society. And then you apply for the passport, like the citizenship, and then there's also a waiting period. I think right now it's 3 years. After the 5 year of mandatory waiting, you need to wait another 3 years because of the bureaucratic stuff that needs to happen. Yeah, so oftentimes it's a lengthy process to the citizenship. And yeah, I think it's five to 8 years is quite a long time if you want to see the things happening, changes happening in the political system.
Mm.
And for federal election setting, it makes sense that people who has the citizenship can only participate. Because then you also need to have a lot of knowledge of how the systems are working, how people, what their main agendas are, all these things. But for local level, I think it's much more easier, not so complicated as the federal state. So this would be like a stepping stone.
I think that's interesting because the voting system on a local level is much more complicated. Like you have these lists that you can only give one list to the institute that counts the votes and it would count. But if you really want to choose between some specific people, you need to count you have like 48 votes in Freiburg and you have to count your votes and it's a bit difficult, but I just want to give my opinion. Yeah. Many people in Germany, like also people I went to school with, they don't know how the voting system in Germany works. Like we had a reformation just a few years ago, where you have two votes and the first vote doesn't even count in that many districts anymore. It's very complicated. I don't even understand it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, why is there always a difference made between migrants not knowing how the German political system works and German people not knowing how the German political system works? What do you think? What's your perspective on that?
I think everyone who votes should definitely have the education of how the political system works. Doesn't matter if it's a German citizen or if it's a foreigner citizen. This is also should be a basic level of education that they need to have before voting. I can give an example of in the past week we were doing a campaign against this local elections and I was met with a person from Soviet state and he has a German passport, but his parents doesn't have a German passport. So he was kind of against like the point of why should my parents have the voter right when they don't know. They always like to stay in this bubble of not integrating into the German system, and I don't see the point why my parents, when they don't have the knowledge of how the system works, should have the right to vote. And I think oftentimes a lot of there's a lot of influence of parents on their kids, on mm-hmm. especially on the political decisions, especially in the younger ages. Because if as a parent, if I have an opinion, I also like my kid to be in the same kind of understanding of the political system. And if I myself don't have a strong opinion of any political system, then my child, it would be also be difficult for him to understand how the system works. And I think it's also kind of develops in certain way that people are getting pulled off of the system and they really don't understand how the system works, and it will be difficult for them to understand it in the future.
Do you think there's a difference between refugees and other migrants, like you are, you study here, you're doing your master's here, in being able to participate in other political action, like just being political in a broad sense? Do you think there's a difference?
I think so, yes. Because for me, it's easy for me to say my opinion aloud, because like in a legal perspective, I'm staying here legally. I have all the documents that I have to stay here. But for example, refugees, they're still in the process of being here. So they're only on a temporary basis. Even I'm on a temporary basis, but I have a secure way of being in a temporary basis. For them, it's not like a secure way. It's a lot of complicated things. They don't know how it's going to work here. They don't know the people here. They're not well aware of how the system works. And oftentimes when they come from a vulnerable place, they're also afraid to speak up something because they don't know what the consequences might be. Because for them, it's like they're coming from also kind of a trauma zone, and for them it's very difficult. For them it's very difficult to make it like really safe to raise their voice.
You spoke about people who pay taxes who should have the right to. Why is that a criteria for you, that people who pay taxes being able to vote? Because we also have like German people who maybe don't pay taxes because they're on Bürgergeld, or they're under the Freibetrag, and mm-hmm. they don't pay taxes. Why should, is this a criteria for you?
Because I think for me, it's I think I was grown up in this kind of mindset that when you pay for some kind of any kind of service, you need to have, you expect to have the best outcome out of it. Mm-hmm. And like let's say I'm working for 100% of my time, and out of which 40% of my time is only going to the state. Mm-hmm. 40% of my time, of my money, which comes out of this time, is going to the state. And it's a considerable amount of work I've done, and I'm putting it into the state. Then I should also have the right to ask when something I feel is not right. This is my basic point, I think. I should have the right to ask when something is not right, and I should, when I'm paying something, it's a basic right to also question and understand the things, ask where the money is going, how it's being spent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not even counting like the taxes you have on the things you buy, and yeah. Maybe on like the groceries you get, there are also taxes on that.
Yeah.
What do you think can reformation of this voting right can accomplish?
I think this would definitely create, like motivate people to even integrate faster into the society, because understanding political system is, as you said, it's not easy even for Germans, and for foreigners I would definitely think it's also quite difficult. For me itself, I came to know recently that you have these many number of votes in the local elections. I was also not aware of this in mm-hmm. the past. I also came to know this recently, and it was also a tricky method for me, but I don't think it's impossible to understand it. With the right tools, with the right people in place, it should be understandable and it should be doable.
What kind of programs do you think there is necessary to being able to integrate, not only giving them the right to vote, but integrate them into the democratic process? like if you just give people, we have that like in school, you before you get the right to vote, because before you're 18, I had to have political class. Like that's a basic, you have that in every school form. What do you think is necessary when people come here later, come here maybe when they're 30? Before giving them the right to vote, what do you think would be necessary?
Something interesting I've heard recently is in the 1950s, in the US, all the people didn't have the right to vote, and especially maybe also in the 1890s, maybe. I'm not exactly sure about the year, but at that time, for the blacks to vote, they need to take an exam, which is technically impossible for them to pass and then have the eligibility to vote. But I think we are way past this kind of time period. It still makes sense that we should have some kind of education before we vote. I think we do have integration courses in the society where for, mm-hmm. like for foreigners, if you want to be integrated into the society, you need to have certain kind of course done. Mm-hmm. For example, license, even the driving license, if you want to have a driving license, you need to pass some tests and you need to write a given exam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe something like this also would be interesting for the people to understand it easier, like putting the things in different languages. I think the most important thing to do is creating awareness, why it's important for them to mm-hmm. vote and what changes them, how it helps in Germany having an opinion of political decisions.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of role do you think language plays? Because we're speaking in English right now.
Yeah.
What role does a good German level? Because I think for the German citizenship you have to have B2.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Also for the driving license you have to have B2. What role does it play in the political process?
I think it is very important. I would say. Because language is just not language, but it's also like culture of the country. So cultural way, it is of course very important. Political way, in order to understand why certain decisions are taken, it is I think it's important to understand the language. But I don't think it is the go-to criteria, mm-hmm. knowing the language. You can still not know the language and you can still understand the system, how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I think our systems are created in a very robust way that should be resilient to mm-hmm. The language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is a good to know thing, the language for the political system, but I don't think it's a necessary thing because all the laws we have international laws as well, and all these are also political things, and we don't mm-hmm. have international laws in a specific language, in a local language. We have also in local languages, but we also have them in English.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, language can be barrier for some things to understand, but I don't think it's a stopper.
Do you have issues that you are really that you want to tell me about that you encountered in the process of being engaged in Wahlkreis 100%?
I think Wahlkreis 100% is a fantastic organization. A lot of people, I think all of them speak German. I think I'm one of the English speakers. And whenever meetings happen, oftentimes it happens in German. And I have Joe, who is one of the coolest persons, who is also a native English speaker. He always translates things for me. And he also tries to involve as many people as possible. So even though discussions happen in German, I oftentimes understand them. And if I don't understand, they're very helpful to repeat themselves. Yeah, and I would recommend people to just join and have an understanding of how political systems works here.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm done with my topics I had prepared. Thank you very much. Yeah, do you want to have finishing sentence or something?
Yeah, I think I hope to see him at one point. Doesn't matter what the background of the person is. If they live in Freiburg or if they live in Germany and they pay taxes in any way, I think it's important that their voice also is heard and their option also is the choice is considered. I think it definitely creates motivation in the society to go for elections. We don't have 100% of people coming to the vote there. We often see that a lot of people, I think at least 20% of the people don't come to vote even though they have the right to vote. In order to make this as small as possible. I think it's important to include more people who are interested in topics and who are looking for a change in a positive way. You can, of course, not control like what is positive, what is negative on base of people, but I think we should definitely be optimistic. Somewhere I heard that being optimistic and having forward thinking makes a better society. I think it's very important to be optimistic and look forward to the better things happening rather than worried about the wrong things that can happen. There can always be something wrong happening. We have a lot of political parties to the right, which I think a lot of us don't want them to be in the Bundestag. And to make such kind of decisions, to not give power to some people who are not going to make a society a better place for everyone, I think it's important to have a voice for everyone who is part of the society and include them in the society, make them understand why it's important for the voting rights and all. Yeah. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks.